This is JIS News. Coming up, government reaffirms commitment to Jamaica Stock Exchange, cabinet considering application for new cellular license, and Ministry of Health pursuing mandatory labeling of manufactured goods. The news in detail after this message.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says the 2016 electricity license awarded to the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, will provide incentives for more investment in the energy sector. He says the vision is for Jamaica to be a hub for the redistribution of liquefied natural gas, LNG, in the region. Minister Paulwell says these investments are geared towards the long-term plan of lowering electricity rates and pursuing cheaper energy solutions for citizens.
What we've been able to achieve is now a favorable investment climate for the company to do their investment. They have to invest billions of dollars in both the Boog plant and the 190 project to enable us to achieve those objectives of energy transformation.
Minister Paulwell adds that the license will also help in meeting the government's objective of having 20% of energy generated from renewable sources. The JPS was on Wednesday awarded the 2016 electricity license after Cabinet approved proposals for changes to both the amended and restated All-Island Electricity License 2011 and the Office of Utilities Regulation Act last year. Meanwhile, an application is now before Cabinet for the granting of a new cellular license for the provision of mobile telecommunications services in Jamaica. This was disclosed by Science and Technology Minister Philip Paulwell while addressing Wednesday's opening of the energy services company ESCO Jamaica Conference in Kingston.
An application has come in past the OUR, past Spectrum Management Authority, with the Cabinet now for another cellular company to be established in Jamaica. I feel good about that. I love competition.
Mr. Paulwell says the application has already been approved by the Office of Utilities Regulation and Spectrum Management Authority. There are currently two major telecommunications players in the country. Minister Paulwell says the granting of the new license will broaden competition in the telecommunications sector. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is reaffirming government's commitment to supporting the Jamaica Stock Exchange, JSE, despite plans to vary incentives offered to companies listed on the junior market come March. Dr. Phillips says despite the offer, government is focused on providing the JSE with the support it needs to remain among the world's top-performing stock markets.
We are looking to see what of a more durable nature can be implemented both in relation to the junior and the senior to incentivize companies. And when we have concluded those deliberations, we'll be reporting the budget debate.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in the House of Representatives earlier this week. With the launch of the Junior Stock Exchange in 2009, companies that decided to list were offered a 10-year tax break, 5 years free of corporate income tax, followed by 5 years at half tax. Benefits also included an exemption from tax on dividends or other distributions by the junior market and relief from transfer tax and stamp duty on transfers of shares in the JSE junior market companies. And the Ministry of Health is seeking this year to establish a mandatory nutrition labeling standard for foods manufactured locally. Director of Noncommunicable Diseases and Injuries Prevention in the Ministry, Dr. Tamu Davidson-Sadler, says consultations have begun with stakeholders in the food industry in the hope to establish a task force to enact the policy.
Currently, no, the food labeling or the nutrition component of it, we do not have mandatory labeling. In Jamaica, we have voluntary, but we don't have mandatory labeling. And so this is what we're doing, using the best practices elsewhere for labeling. And these vary from stoplight to different initiatives so that the public can understand what the nutritional content is of the foods that they're consuming.
Dr. Davidson-Sadler, who was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday, said the ministry has also started the process of educating the public on how to read labels. She says current food labeling is difficult for many persons to understand. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.